And now I want to talk to you about why I want people to vote for me. And let me be absolutely upfront. I am here because of the genocide which is happening in Gaza. And if it were not for Gaza, I would not be here. I am here fighting this election on the need to stop the genocide in Gaza. Now, the Workers' Party of Britain have a wonderful manifesto. They have policies on all the kinds of things the Labour Party has abandoned. They have parties on the nationalisation of their policies on the nationalisation of public utilities. They have policies on the tuition fees for university students. And I should say, I live in a country, Scotland, which has free tuition fees for university students. So it most certainly is not impossible, and the Keir Starmer to pretend it is impossible is a complete and utter nonsense. They have policies on the National Health Service. Actually, I'm going, if no one objects, I'm going to try to speak to you without the microphone, because I think actually my natural voice is even more beautiful than my voice that comes through the But every election, you get lots of candidates. My entire lifetime, you get candidates from the political parties who stand up and tell you that they're going to make the health service better, that they're going to make education better, that they're going to fix the potholes. And certainly, ever since I was a student, for every election that's happened since Thatcher came to power, and since Blair adopted Thatcherism as the Labour Party's policy, every election's been followed, whatever the politician has said, by the health service getting worse, by education getting worse, and by the potholes getting worse. And frankly, whichever of the main parties anyone votes for, that is what's going to happen. So you don't need me to talk about that. I'm going to talk to you about Gaza and the genocide in Gaza. And it is a genocide. It's a genocide we have all witnessed. It's a genocide we are seeing in real time on our laptops, iPads, and mobile phones. It's a genocide which is emotionally devastating. It's physically devastating to the people of Gaza. Can you imagine what those people are going through? But to us, it's emotionally devastating. And I'll tell you bluntly, I've reached the stage where sometimes I can't look at my own children, because it makes me cry thinking of the children I have seen killed in Gaza. It is that emotionally devastating. And this genocide did not start on the 8th of October. This genocide started 76 years ago. And we are only going now through a hotter phase, because the slow genocide of the Palestinian people has been in progress and has been the plan ever since the formation of the State of Israel. And we live in a country which is continuing to send arms to Israel, which is continuing to give military training to Israel, which is continuing to give intelligence support, aerial surveillance to Israel in real time, a country which is deeply complicit in that genocide. I want to see it stop. And I tell you this, I want to see absolutely the end of arms sales to Israel. I don't want a suspension. I want to see never again any arms sales to Israel. But let me say this to you as well. I don't just want to see an end to arms sales to Israel. I want to see an end to the terrorist state of Israel. An end to the no two-state solution. The idea of a two-state solution is a nonsense. There's not enough left of Palestine, with the depredations on the West Bank, which is broken up into tiny pockets, which get smaller literally every single day. And in the last few weeks, 3,500 more Palestinian homes have been designated for removal and replacement by Israeli settlement. There is no possibility of a viable state consisting of the remnants of Palestine in the West Bank, and what is left of devastated Gaza. What we need to see is a single unitary state of Palestine in which everybody is equal, be they Jewish, be they Palestinian, be they Christian, whoever they are of any religion or race, living in a modern, genuinely democratic state with no apartheid. We want an end to apartheid and an end to colonialism. And we are the only party that will say that. We are the only party that will say that. The Labour Party can't even condemn the genocide. They can't even condemn any single Israeli war crime. They can't even leave the Labour Friends of Israel. They can't even stop taking money from the Zionist lobby, even as the genocide continues. The attitude of the Labour Party has been utterly disgusting. And in the main parties in this country, you have no choice between main parties other than parties who are complicit in genocide. Not only are their economic policies so close you can't put a cigarette paper between them, not only are their immigration policies so close you can't put a cigarette policy between them, they are equally complicit in their support of genocide and their support of the state of Israel. Now, I was in the International Court of Justice for the hearing of South Africa versus Israel. I was actually present in the court. And more than that, I was part of the movement, part of the intellectual formation of the policy that led South Africa to go to the court. I wrote articles on how to activate the Genocide Convention back in October and November of last year. My articles were sent by Andrew Feinstein and others to the government of South Africa. When the government of South Africa decided to take action against Israel at the court, they had my article on the cabinet table in front of them when they took that decision. And I have never been prouder of anything in my entire life. Yeah. I've spoken to the United Nations in Geneva about the genocide in Palestine. And if I can do that as an ordinary man, as somebody who used to be an ambassador but has no current formal position, how much more can I achieve if you give me a platform in the House of Parliament? That's why I'm asking you. Exactly. And I want you to have this thought. We have to stop this genocide. And we can only stop it by ending the impunity of the political leaders, both Netanyahu and the Western political leaders who back him. We can only stop it by ending their impunity. But we have to stop it, because this will not be the last genocide of Muslims. And among other things, I believe, and I've been recently, I was in Pakistan 3 weeks ago, I've been to Gujarat, I've been to Bhuj and seen the markets where the massacre happened, I've been to Mandi and seen destroyed mosques, I've been to Mumbai, I've been to Delhi. The BJP are watching, and Modi is watching what Netanyahu is getting away with, and the next genocide of Muslims will occur in India unless we stop it. That is why this is not a normal election. It's very unusual in a general election to ask people to vote on the basis of foreign policy. But that is because the world is at an extremely dangerous period, an extremely dangerous period where not only is more genocide against Muslims threatening, but where we have lunatics pushing more and more to send long-range missiles to the Ukraine to fight a hot proxy war against Russia, that this is dragging us all into nuclear conflagration. But military industrial complex, the arms industry controlling politicians, the mad war hawks are totally out of control, and the world is on a career of destruction, which we must stop. That is why I'm here. That is why I'm asking for your vote. And I do ask all of you here who live in Blackburn to say what I have said to your friends, to explain why I'm here, to explain the mission, to explain why we need your backing. We need your support because this is quite literally a mission to save the world. Thank you.
Bravo.